Hello, and welcome to the Naked Truth Podcast, the next evolution of the long-running YouTube series of the same name, the show that discusses life and all manner of topics in an incredibly vulnerable state. Welcome, everyone. In this episode, we're going to talk about fitness, and it's kind of going to wade into fitness and nutrition territory, but basically, figuring out how to stay healthy. But before we jump into all that, okay, let's take a trip back in time and revisit the naked truth on fitness. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another Naked Truth. The sound and audio quality might be a little different on this one. I'm figuring out some camera stuff, so let me know if you like it or not in the comments section. All right, so this week I want to give a big thank you again to Greg Miller for joining us last week for the Naked Truth on the Internet. Also to Jacob Cameron, Pat, Patricia, Michael, Donnie, Romeo, Lawrence, Nelson, Ryan, and Liam, who all sent in Naked Truths this week. You can check out their videos in the description if you like. And thank you to everyone for sharing your heartwarming internet stories. It was so lovely to go through and read them all. For those of you tuning in this week that may have missed last week, feel free to check out that comments section because there's just a lot of stories that'll make you smile and give you the feels. So this week, I would like to respond to the Spaz Central, who said, "Can you please do one on your diet and workout routine? Please. I'm a very busty girl and I find it hard to work out for myself." And also to Hannah B, who said, "I'd love to hear your thoughts about food, dieting, exercise, body image, etc. How does this affect or not affect your acting? Do you have a specific regimen? And what advice would you give to those who are still trying to form healthy habits?" Okay, so first of all, let me start off by saying I'm not a fitness guru in any way. I can tell you what works for me. Everybody's body is different, and it completely depends on what you're trying to do, whether you're trying to tone up or whether you're trying to maintain or, you know, whatever your goals are. For me, I'm pretty much always looking to maintain. I went through a period in my life where I was just constantly obsessed with beating my goals. I'm a very goal-oriented person, and losing weight. But then I kind of got to a scary skinny level, and that's not good either. So don't do that. Find something that's realistic for you. For me, the goal is to always, you know, if I run up two flights of steps, to not be winded at the top. That's staying fit for me and maintaining a fairly consistent weight. I've gotten to the point now since I got to my too skinny thing that I think for me, I'm happy being a little bit curvy. That's what makes me happy. So that's what I maintain. I wish I could be like, yeah, I'm like, Papa, check out those biceps, but I'm not that strong, so I couldn't lift a car off of you probably if you were in dire need, unless adrenaline kicks in, and then who knows. So what works for me? As far as food, I try to live by the principle that eat like a king at breakfast, a prince at lunch, and a pauper at dinner. So that way you fill yourself up for breakfast, so you're not snacking throughout the entire day, you're getting a lot of protein in the morning, and then you're not eating a lot before you go to bed. That's a huge thing for me. If I eat a lot right before I go to bed, I won't feel right about it. Plus, it's not great for your metabolism in general. I like to do a lot of healthy substitutions. So if I want to have sour cream on nachos, I'll substitute Greek yogurt. That's one of my favorite ones. Or wheat bread instead of white bread. Or quinoa pasta instead of traditional pasta. Because I like to eat a lot. I know smaller portion sizes are better, but I know myself. And you have to be realistic. And for me, I'm probably going to eat more than I should, so it might as well be more healthy things, more veggies, etc. So I try to substitute as often as I can. And with food and with dieting, be realistic. Fad diets don't really work because they're not realistically something that you can maintain. If you don't want to drink mean green juice every day, you're probably not going to. And doing it for 10 days and then bouncing or, you know, pendulum swinging right back to your old habits, your weight's going to just do that, and that's not good either. So stick with something that can be realistic. If you love ice cream, maybe stock up on frozen yogurt or coconut milk ice cream or whatever it is that is acceptable and works for you that you think you can keep up with. I also am a big fan of like calorie tracker apps when I really have a goal in mind, like if I need to tone up for a shoot or a cosplay or something like that. I'll set those goals for myself, and then it kind of feels like a video game, and you know, I'm amassing points and stuff like that. There's tons of apps out there like that. So pick one and run with that. As far as exercise goes, for me, it has to be fun or I won't do it. I'm not a person that can like go to the gym, and that doesn't relieve stress for me. I know for some people, it's like a great way for them to get out their tension. I wish I was one of those people, but I'm not. I get incredibly bored at the gym, and maybe it's just because I haven't found the right exercise. But for me, working out, the things that I really enjoy are things like Dance Dance Revolution. Or I went to a gym once that had this exercise bike with a screen on the front of it. And you literally steered the bike and there was a button on it to fire a gun. And you were like an airplane going through, and the faster you pedaled, the higher the airplane went. And I was on that sucker for like an hour and a half. And I mean, it may have been beyond the point that I should have been on there. But normally I last about 10 minutes on an exercise machine in the gym, even with music. So if you are going to do the gym thing, I highly recommend getting a soundtrack that works for you, that keeps you pumped and keeps you going. Some people like to read at the gym. I feel like it's a little too bouncy for that. And as far as the Spaz Central talking about like workouts for busty girls, I had a trainer friend of mine tell me once it's so much better for women to power walk on a steep incline than it is for women to run because of the placement of knees to hips. And then you don't have to worry about things like the boob jiggle. Well, I mean, you still have to worry about it a bit, but it's certainly easier on that area for you because I'm the same way. I don't like to go running because it kind of hurts. I'm not going to lie. So things that I do like doing, like I said, Dance Dance Revolution's really fun. Stand-up paddleboarding I recently got into. That's really cool. Hiking. I like to do stuff that's active and outdoors. And again, because it's fun to me, it doesn't feel like work. And then again, it's something I can keep up with. So I guess the moral of how to stay fit for me is make sure it's something that you're going to keep up with, whether that's because you genuinely like it or it's realistic for you, whatever that is. You have to make it something that you're going to stick with. Otherwise, there's no point in doing it. And as far as exercising goes, get a buddy or set yourself a schedule, because it's very easy to go, oh, I don't feel like it today. I'm just going to do it tomorrow. But if you have someone that you go to the gym with saying, no, come on, we have to go today. Or if you're like, you know what? I know it's in my schedule for Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I'm going to do it Monday, Wednesday, Friday at this time. And it's just part of my day. And that's how it's going to go. So I guess that's about it. I hope that those tips helped. My question for you guys is, how do you stay fit? What tips do you have for others that you found really worked for you that you could keep up with? Not something that worked that you ended up going back to something else after. Let us know that in the comments below. Please don't forget to like the video, subscribe to the channel, and suggest future vlog topics in the comments section. That would be awesome. My name's Trisha Hirschberger, and I look forward to seeing what everybody has to say. All right, see you next week.
Interesting. So while I have different techniques to handle some of my fitness goals nowadays than I did back then, my overall goal is still pretty much the same. I'm mostly trying to maintain, although now I would say I go through periods where I am trying to lose a little of this COVID weight, as we like to call it, from being more sedentary since I'm home and maybe not eating as well as I could have. I think we all need to cut ourselves some slack, though, in this time that we've been stuck at home. So I'm going back and forth between maintenance and, just like a little toning up. In fact, when quarantine first started, my husband, Nate, and I really tried to work out with a trainer. We had a trainer right before everything went down into lockdown, and our trainer offered to continue our sessions virtually. So we thought, oh, what a great idea. And this is like a great way for us to use this extra time at home to focus on our fitness goals. Now, let me just preface this with the only reason we had a trainer in the first place is because I got it as a gift. I got a series of a certain number of workouts with a trainer as a gift for my husband for the holidays, because I knew that was something that he would really like. And he said, you know what would make it an even better gift? If you did it with me. Dun, dun, dun. So even though that traditionally is not my favorite, I'm not a big fan of very intense workouts. I did it for him because love. So anyway, we were working out with our trainer. His name was Justin. And we started doing our virtual sessions after everything went into lockdown. And I will tell you, I tried and I was definitely seeing some gains over time. But overall, it was not my favorite. And no shade to Justin if you are out there listening to this podcast somehow. But for me, it was too hard. You know, I know that when you get a trainer, a lot of times you're paying the trainer to push you and to get results quickly. But for me, it was I just constantly felt like I wasn't really able to do the things that that I was being asked to do. I wasn't able to complete the reps. I wasn't able to do it with that weight. And maybe that's just because I'm ridiculously out of shape. I like to think that it's that my strength stat in real life is pretty low. So like weightlifting and that kind of stuff, just, you know, it's not really the way my body was made. Not to say that if I made those goals for myself, I couldn't achieve that with enough hard work. But I've never really been someone who has a good time when I work out. I don't feel that same endorphin rush that I know a lot of my friends do. A lot of my friends say it's a big stress reliever, and it's just not the way that I was built. So for me, working out with a trainer, even though it was just once a week, was a little too hard, and I didn't enjoy it, and it wasn't something that realistically I felt I could keep up with or would be willing to keep up with. But hey, good experiment, right? So that being said, it's not because I like to, you know, just sit on my bum all the time and eat snacks or watch TV. I do like to be active, even though my job, especially since I've been home more, has been very sedentary. But things that I like to do that I kind of consider like workout type activities, I love to do VR workouts. Beat Saber and games like that keep me on my toes, keep me moving. I can set different workout goals within the games. And actually, I've just recently acquired Supernatural VR, which a lot of my friends who like to use virtual reality to work out have highly recommended. And I've gotten an Oculus too, so that I can check that out. I haven't checked it out yet, but expect many Instagram stories of me looking a fool to come because it's a new thing that I want to check out. And at least with the Oculus Quest virtual reality headsets, you do not need a fancy PC to tether them to. So they are a little bit more affordable if you're looking for entry level VR, in case you're like, hey, Trisha, maybe that could get me, you know, on my fitness goals too, working out in VR. You know, don't think that you need thousands of dollars to jump into that. But something that costs no dollars that I've been doing for fitness purposes is trying to take daily walks. I'm not always able to squeeze them into my my work day, but when I can, I'm trying to do it. And I'm trying to think of it like taking a vitamin. You know, it's something that I just want to do every day. Even if it's a short walk and not a long walk, that's okay. I have recently started wearing a smartwatch every day again so that I have a reminder to take my walks. I've been tracking everything with Google Fit because, you know me, I'm an Android gal. So I've been tracking my steps and trying to get my heart points, as they call it, which means, you know, elevated heart rate, kind of cardio activity, and just using the things that I love, basically tech and video games, to make sure that I get up and move every now and then and drink water throughout the day and things like that, that in general, I think will make me a more healthy person than kind of the habits I've fallen into throughout all this time at home, right? Because when I'm on set filming stuff, I'm constantly moving around between different rooms, talking to crew members, going to get lunch, etc. But when I'm home, it's very easy for me to just sit in this computer chair all day. So I'm trying to combat that, like I said, using things that I enjoy. Another thing I've been doing to try to stay fit is swimming. Recreational swimming, so not like jumping in the pool and doing 20 laps, because I'm not quite there yet, but maybe someday. But, you know, playing with my son, who's 4 and has boundless amounts of energy, playing with him both in the pool and out of the pool. I used to always joke around that chasing and picking up my son is my exercise. And I mean, that's still definitely kind of the case. He's a lot heavier now, for sure. But now it's less chasing him around in terms of, please don't fall down the steps and kill yourself. And now it's more of, you know, chasing because we're playing some kind of superhero make-believe or something like that. But that can keep me active as well. And I certainly have a great time doing it. So in general, my kind of fitness routine now, if you will, is just making a conscious effort around it, a conscious effort around being a little bit more healthy, trying not to stay still for too long. And, you know, like I said, using the things that I enjoy, technology, gaming, spending time with my family, and trying to make that all meld together in a way that I think is sustainable, instead of just, you know, I'm going to work out 1 hour a day, 7 days a week, and I maybe last 3 days and then call it. something that I can stick with, if you will. On the nutrition front, I still do healthy substitutions when I can, like I talked about in the vlog many moons ago. And, you know, I'm just the same way. I'm not really a fad of going too hard and too fast with working out. I think the same way of fad diets. And really any kind of diet or very, very strong nutrition adjustments in your life. I know people who do those, and I know people that do cleanses and all sorts of stuff, and they work for them, I think. I've just found that they haven't really been sustainable for me. So some things that I do that are kind of like healthy life changes that I keep up with, I try not to buy too many snacks or junk food. And if I don't have them in the house when I'm home, I am less likely to reach for them. Trying to get healthy snacks like, you know, some low sodium pretzels or popcorn that I can make at home that's not covered in movie theater butter, and fruit. Fruit is a great snack. Now, don't get me wrong. I also have my favorite desserts, and I have the things that I like. I am an ice cream fan, but I try not to have it every day. It's definitely sparing, and fancy drinks from the bar, a la Dragon Rider happy hour. But again, those are things that are sparing. They are not all the time. They are infrequent, and I enjoy them. And I do think it's important to give yourself things like that you do enjoy. Otherwise, you might get caught in a cycle of, you know, having that cheat day or something like that where you indulge way too much and then kind of throw your body all out of whack. That's not great either. I also try to plan out meals to cook here at home. And Nate's been cooking a lot here at home. And at least when you cook at home, you know exactly what's going into the meal as opposed to going out to eat where there's usually a lot of sodium and a lot of butter, depending what you normally order. So again, not to say don't go out to eat, but maybe just do it sparingly if you can. That's kind of the advice that I tell myself, if you will. You know, just in general, when it comes to my own fitness goals and how I feel about stuff, I try to be very realistic with myself about my health. And about, you know, my appearance as well. So when I'm happy and, you know, when I think that I can do better. And again, you know, I try to approach that from both a healthiness standpoint, meaning if I ran up the steps too fast, was I winded at the top of one flight of stairs? Because maybe then I need to be realistic with myself about my health and my habits there. Or, you know, if I look in the mirror and feel like, ooh, I don't really like the way I look in these clothes anymore. But I always compare to myself as opposed to trying to, you know, compare to other people. I don't think that that's fair because everybody's bodies are so different and our bodies have all been through different things. Like, for example, pregnancy really changed the way that my body operates and how I take in food and how I, you know, how my body changes when I exercise and that kind of stuff. But everybody has their things that they've been through. And especially for women, because your weight and how you feel about yourself can really fluctuate with hormones and that time of the month. So as always, I say, you know, compare yourself to yourself and your own wants and needs for yourself, not to other people. And cut yourself some slack. I know way too many people that are way too hard on themselves for that kind of thing. So I tend to cut myself some slack and give myself a little bit of a break. Again, just knowing that everyone's situation and genetics and everything is a little bit different. So set goals for yourself, make some healthy lifestyle changes that you think you can keep up with, and good luck. And we have a message from Naked Truth listener, Steven.
So I used to be very active, but after putting on a little bit of COVID weight during all this, I've sort of lost my motivation to work out and stay healthy. So how do you stay motivated or get motivated to get back in shape after, you know, kind of losing that motivation?
Steven, I hear you on that COVID weight, my friend. So let's see, how to get motivation to get back in shape. For me, it comes from people around me, inspiring me and the type of content that I consume, inspiring me. This last kind of jolt that I got to, hey, you know, it's been a long pandemic. It's been easy to kind of get stuck in a rut and sit at my desk all day. This latest bout of inspiration, if you will, came to me from my friend and awesome WNBA player Ariel Powers. So I had the opportunity to fly to Minneapolis to interview Ariel for a piece for IGN, which is coming out, I think, in just a few days. So by the time this podcast goes up, it'll be 1 or 2 days from there. But she is just absolutely awesome and such an inspiration. And, you know, talking to her about how she keeps going, even when there's a lot of obstacles in her way and at the level that she's at, especially, just made me really think like, yeah, you know, I can do this. And it gave me that kick in the boot, I guess, that I needed to get off my butt and start really taking care of my body in a very real way. So, you know, it comes and goes for me, but I would say try to surround yourself with either other people that inspire you or types of content that inspire you, whether that's comic books or video games or movies or TV shows or whatever it is. And yeah, set goals for yourself and see if you can make it happen. So that's that, everybody. Thank you to everyone who sent in audio messages to be a part of the podcast, by the way. If you want to do that for some episodes we have coming up, the next few episodes will be on police brutality, winning, and nude selfies. So feel free to send in any questions or comments on those topics to anchor.fm/Trisha-Hirschberger. You can record just using your phone, and it's a little 60-second or less messages, and you just may hear yourself on a future episode. I do want to say a huge thank you to the official anchor supporters of the Naked Truth podcast as well. Thank you for making this possible. And to all those who are listening and sharing this with friends, you are awesome. I have tried to be a little bit better about sharing this podcast on social media. So hopefully the audio Naked Army will now grow a little larger as well. So I guess final thoughts on fitness. It has to be something that works for you, for your body, for your lifestyle. Start small and make the changes that you are happy with, and then reevaluate and go from there. And most of all, be kind to yourself. This has been The Naked Truth. Thanks for listening.